Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That witch's fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Everybody, welcome to Church Reality, episode 164. Also, welcome to 2017. You know what I'm saying? It's the first show of the new year, so to speak. So, got the homie Brandon out with me. How you doing, Brandon?
Yo, what up, Pat?
Man, so far, 2017 seems pretty much just like 2016. I mean, it's same shit, different toilet, I guess. Terror attacks. Crazy corrupt politicians, people getting off with raping other people with coat hangers. Did you hear about that stuff where a football player was accused? Yeah. You didn't hear about this? Check this out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did Poppy post that?
I believe so. Yeah, that's where I first seen it. Shout out to Poppy, the homie of Sean Campbell. He's the one that broke the story about Africa, Bam Butthole, and all the shit that he was doing. Also, shout out to Ron Savage. Both of those guys do wonderful work helping children. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a stand-up guy and you do stuff like that, you can't do nothing but respect those dudes. So, much props to both of those guys for continuing to work for that. Because anybody that messes with kids or does some foul shit like we're about to talk about right now, in my book, is just totally wrong. We were going to have somebody call in tonight, talk about her son being bullied. I don't know if she's calling in or not, but pretty much the name of the show is It's 2017, Ain't a Damn Thing Changed. And we're going to talk about some really crazy fucked up shit. Like right here, the football player is accused of a coat hanger assault on a black teen with disabilities. And the motherfucker avoided prison time. Now, this guy is, I guess, a star football player over, where is this at? Where the hell is this? Idaho. Okay. The Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, in a statement posted online, is urging Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Lazen to take immediate action against the Deputy Attorney General, Casey Hemmer. Now, Casey Hemmer is the one that pretty much made it to where this guy walked free. They tied a man down and sodomized him with a coat hanger. The fucking coat hanger. And this dude is walking free. It's disgusting. And then, of course, earlier in the week, there was another instance where another guy with disabilities, disabled man who had some type of learning disability or something, I think it was autism maybe, he was kidnapped. We all saw that video. Most of us seen it. Duct taped, and I think he was cut into. He was made to drink toilet water. Traumatized experience. It was actually done by one of his supposed friends, a guy that hung around with him, lured him, into the whole situation, and they started to assault him. Same thing with this. It's a football player who was assaulted. I think this is Elaine. This football player was assaulted by his own teammates. He had learning disabilities too, as well. So I'm tired of people taking advantage and hurting people with learning disabilities and whatnot, and doing this horrendous study. What the fuck is wrong with people? Why do you have to sodomize somebody with a coat hanger? You know what I'm saying? What does that do for somebody? I mean, does that people get off on this? I mean, what the fuck? It's crazy. Elaine, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Welcome to 2017. How are you doing so far?
Oh, I'm fine. I just woke up. Wow, my brain. Yeah, I had a great day, so... Yeah, but I'm good. I was looking for my remote control to turn the TV down in there. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, we're talking about these crazy people doing these horrible things to people with disabilities, and it's just uncalled for. It's just disturbing, actually. It's very disturbing.
Yeah. Honey, but we like I was telling somebody, we can't blame nobody for some of these behaviors, except for ourselves. Because, people feel like it's okay for it to happen to somebody, but it's not okay for it to happen to their kid. It's not fair. What we do is we set unfair examples. Some of us might, protest about things that's happening. We might yank our kids or, try to discipline our children when they do something wrong. Unfortunately, it don't work like that here. See, that's the problem. People not giving it, like, for instance, equal, citizen and stuff like that. Like when the guy raped the 2-year-old baby or the 2-week-old baby. It doesn't matter. These people do not get charged for their crimes. So they feel like it's okay. But then when it happened to their kid, then it's not okay. But the thing is, people need to start disciplining their children, and people need to start taking responsibility.
Yeah, I agree.
They need to start taking responsibility. Don't say anything when it happened to somebody else's kid or when it happened to another race. But when it happened to your race, then you are all stupid and outrageous. That's not fair.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
This is what we're dealing with.
We had to focus on both these stories, because to me, what the media is trying to, that's what the media is trying to do. They're trying to pit people against each other. When I'm looking at both cases as two separate men with learning disabilities were assaulted in two different cases.
Exactly.
And that's disgusting. And we need to tell people that they need to look at it not as what the media is portraying it as, but as a crime against people with disabilities. They always go after.
And
Ted,
it's not only the media.
It's
not only the media.
It's
okay for 20 and 50 black people to get shot down in the street.
Oh, that's one day in Chicago.
That's another story. The reason the police is not, the people are crazy in Chicago is because of the same attitude. Well, let them kill each other.
We live in a very
racist society that don't want to take responsibility.
Yeah, and stuff that goes on in Chicago is so corrupt, too. I'm glad you brought that up. They got torture centers there. They got... I remember as a kid, I remember the cops, they catch you smoking. I remember this one cop caught me smoking cigarettes. He took my cigarettes, he scrunched them up, and he threw them on the floor. It was 1,000 pieces, tobacco everywhere. And then he grabbed me by the back of the neck, threw me on the floor, cleaned that shit up, kicking me over and stuff. And that was, I probably got treated halfway decent there. There were times when they would start hitting you with clubs. They didn't give a shit. They don't. They kill people. and they torture people. They have this torture center.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's disgusting on all levels. But here's another thing we need to talk about. You wanted to talk about this, Elaine, and Brandon reminded me. Arkansas judge accused of coercing defendants into spankings and sex acts resigned. Now, this is the New York Times, people. This is former judge Joseph Bulkman, Jr. Arkansas judge resigned after state commission accused him of ordering male defendants to be spanked, engage in acts, and bend over for thousands of photographs to fulfill their community service. This is what he was, now people, this is what this judge was making these young men do for community service. What a sick fucking monster. We need to go through our entire justice system, our entire legal system, completely shred it to pieces.
I was just about to say that, man. Like, we keep seeing stories about judges, you got the police officers.
Pedophilia, pedophile.
We just got to
high
go
level,
person by person. Like, we got to go back and just look at all these people that work in higher offices and people that are supposed to serve us, and we got to do something, man. Like, I don't know.
Clean that shit up.
Yeah, we just got to go through person by person, man, just clean this shit up. Like,
yeah,
get these people out of
power they got, Brandon. It's unbelievable. These guys, this
clean
is
up
a
that
judge
swamp
at the highest levels of power, and he could do whatever he wants. He could do whatever he wants.
And they
like
look
Donald
up
Trump
in the eye and
tell about women. You grab them by the pussy. This guy's taking photos of men's buttholes. He's a pedophile.
I mean,
yeah.
Really. Right. And the thing about that is that we were talking about a raping. This judge was actually luring, giving people less time because they were going over to his house and he was, you know, he was a pedophile. So when the boys and the men, they rape these little babies and they go in front of this judge, what do you think's going to happen? He's going to be lenient and sentencing them.
Because he's one himself, yep. Yep, it's
because
he found
he's one himself.
They found over 4,600 photos of men, some identified as defendants who were shown naked and after an apparent paddling
underage
or other act of sex. The commission sent about 1,050 of the photos to Judge Bachman's lawyer last week with letters saying they expected to add them to allegations about his conduct. I think he ended up getting, now they actually end up giving this guy 40 years, but the question is, what kind of prison are they going to put him in? They're obviously not going to send him, population.
Yeah, he ain't
going to
be where I was at.
With a country club, wouldn't you say?
Well,
yeah,
you
he
have
ain't
to remember,
go where I was
at. Yeah, you have to remember, too, what they need to do. This is really disturbing here. What they really need to do is every person that this judge had to stand in front of him, they need to call them back, like do a recount on his cases, because that's unfair treatment right there.
Yeah, how many people
you
know put in jail that are innocent? Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so we're messed up, y'all. I mean, we're really, really messed up. And
this
people still
monster
don't want to take responsibility. They need to put him in the jail where they put the guy that raped his own 2-week-old child. You know what they did?
Yeah.
They took a contract out on this man while
they
he was in this prison. Yes, and they killed him. They drugged him up. And they did what they wanted to do to him, and then they killed him. And there's
if
nothing
I could say
worse,
that right
like
now,
you say, than prison
hallelujah
justice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he needs. I'm sorry, this judge, they need to, before they do something like that to him, they need, like you said, they need to go back to all the cases that this guy resided over and see how many people he put away that was innocent. or how many molesters that he set free. But, yeah, this is just one guy in a whole system of fuckery and corruption. And they like to molest children at the highest levels of power. We say that all the time, but it's true. People look at us like we're crazy. You ever tell somebody about this in public, face-to-face, and then they look at you like, oh, my God, I didn't know that. It's like, no, because you're just blinded by entertainment.
They dismiss us by, like, saying we're conspiracy theorists or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just dismiss us. Like, they have a label for us, and it's just like, oh, he's crazy. He's a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, for real.
Attention.
Well, if you want to go back, we have been trying to educate these nincompoops for how long? As long as I've been knowing you, this is what we have been doing. And nobody still, I mean, it's right here. I mean, in prayers, you don't even have to have nobody to do nothing. All you have to do is go back from day one and start playing, replaying your tapes. Here is the thing. Like this judge here, we have Catch for Kids. Look at this judge that was taking these kids from their parents and selling them to these prison systems, little children are detention homes, and these places here are taking the children, and they're putting them out for domestic and sex slaves.
Yeah.
I mean, human trafficking. The judge, how many years did he get? He got like 46 years or 26 years or something like that. This is what he was doing. These guys are the biggest criminals, and like Donald Trump said, it's time to clean that swamp.
The only problem with him, though, is he's the first, I think, billionaire president we've ever had, and we all know who runs the world, the billionaires, right? The billionaires club.
Yeah.
He's part of that club. And look at all the fucking people he appointed to his cabinet. They're all crooked CEOs and money men. This guy is going to really fuck the poor up bad. He's gonna do a lot of bad things. And I'm not saying Hillary is a saint by any means, because I don't want people to get twisted and think I'm a Hillary supporter. Absolutely not. She's full of corruption, her damn self.
Yeah.
But this guy, I'm seeing all the stuff that he's putting into place, and I'm thinking it's not going to be too good. If you're one of the have-nots, you know what I'm saying? If you're one of these gated community country club motherfuckers, you're going to be fine. But if you're one of the have-nots that's struggling in any form or fashion, you're in deep shit. I mean, that's what it's shaping up to look like.
Given all these criminals, he's Hitler. He's Hitler, and he's putting all in being friends, and people are so freaking crazy. Why would you even get in bed with our enemy like that? And then that's how and people are not saying the truth. These people hacked our voting system so this man could win. Why is that? Because he's a freaking puppet. Putin is going to be pulling his string from left to right. He's going to be giving out all of our secrets.
Yeah.
I mean, not even thinking about our military.
He don't care. And he's still talking about this stupid wall. Remember he said that Mexico, he was getting Mexico paid for it. Now he's saying that the taxpayers are going to have to pay for the wall.
And Mexico pay us back.
Mexico, they ain't paying us shit back.
My main problem with them is everything bad we have, he's like, I'm going to fix it. And they're like, all right, cool. How are you going to do it? He's like, I'll replace it with something great. Like, he never has a fucking plan. He just said, it'll be fucking good. And that's it. And people are just like, fuck yeah. Like, man, I don't trust that dude, man. Like, and he just says,
you can't trust him. He's a con man.
He done sucked in these people. He done pulled the wool over their eyes. And especially with this Obamacare thing, do you know how many people are going to die, man? What it is that he's going to take their insurance away. even though Obamacare is not the greatest thing, but at least it takes care of pre-existing illnesses. He don't want
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and
he
I can vouch for that. Like, my mom just had kidney surgery, and, like, Obamacare, like, was what made her able to get the surgery. Like, she wasn't able to get it before that. So, like,
this is
there's bad things about it. Yeah, I'm sure there is. But,
yeah.
but
I can vouch for it on a personal level that it did help her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What he's going to do is he's going to take away your Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna he don't even have anything to get it step put in that he can put in its place yet. But however, this is how I'm understanding it. What he's gonna do is he's gonna take this away. He's gonna take all your benefits away, your health insurance, your pension, or whatever it is that you're getting. He's gonna give you a tax break, but that's not gonna pay for your insurance. When he takes this away, you have to go in your pocket and pay every dime.
Yeah.
You have to pay, if you have kidney failure, you have cancer and you need radiation, you got to pay for that out your pocket.
Yeah, he definitely is not going to help the poor. He's all about the rich. He's a sick son of a bitch, and people that support him, they're only supporting him because they're hateful people themselves. Now, I want to talk about this. Now, this is disgusting. We've been talking about, you know, sick people molesting people and stuff like that, and our children being targets. Here's another thing. This toy company, Velvet Rose, was talking about this last night on Underground Saturday Night. This toy company put out this toy horse, right? When you turn it over, it has what looks like a male's penis and testicles. It's just not right. It's just not right at all. And they're pumping this shit out to our kids.
Yes.
I keep telling people that what they're trying to do is they're trying to turn our kids, you know what I'm saying, onto the sick, disgusting stuff. That way, by the time they're old enough to be raped by one pedophile or another, they'll be accepting of it. It's just wrong on all levels. Wrong on all levels.
I'm sorry. Yes, it
yeah.
is. And then, but you know.
It's just not.
Yeah, but you
not,
know. Go ahead, Owen.
No, I was just going to say it's not the way we grew up. It's just my dad and our mom came home, and the first thing I'd do, I'd run to him and say, "This horse has balls. Get it the fuck away from me." You know? I mean, these kids nowadays, they don't even have a chance. They really don't.
Well, yeah, what they're doing is they're trying to change your – they are doing this in school. You know, and everything seems to start in California. You know, what they're doing is they're teaching your children about gender, sex, and they're teaching your children about sex in elementary and kindergarten now, you know, about homosexuality. And I don't think that it's fair for your little kindergarten child to learn about a penis and a cootie.
Yeah, not at that age. I mean, that's
not
just
at
ridiculous.
That age. At that age, children don't know nothing about this. So what you're doing is you're encouraging them to be either promiscuous, you know, which basically, let's say what it is, to be sexually active. Because when you teach a child about a male having a penis, and what a male do with a penis and a woman having this, the child is going to be curious. You know, the little boys are going to start saying, you're talking about using the same restroom. I mean, you know, they have taken your rights away as a parent.
Yeah,
you can't do anything about this. So what we're living in, and this is what's happening, they're just selling our kids straight down the drain, okay? I mean, because why would a kindergarten need to know about sex or a penis or a vagina?
Yeah.
I mean, who would even consider that? Who would even consider what kind of mindset people would take your little kid and teach them about two boys and two girls?
It's crazy.
Yeah, living in a I don't give a frick society. You know, my kid turned out this way, so I'm going to turn your kid out that way. And people are not listening. And then the first thing something happened, then here come everybody running up in somebody's face talking about the government because you didn't do nothing. You had a chance to do this. Prince, we've been talking about this for years. Everything that we're talking about, we've been trying to educate these idiot parents or these idiot people about these things that's going on in society for years. We've been talking about fluorinated water. We've been talking about lead water, mercury. I mean, really, people?
Barium, all that stuff is targeting the kids at every level. You're right, Elaine. I'm glad you spoke on the chemicals, too. They're trying to condition their brains to accept whatever they want to push down their throats. Just like this bathroom deal, I'm looking at it, and they're passing laws left and right in California to make it possible, saying that the majority of the people accept it in that state, according to polls. To me, California seems to be the catalyst state for everything. It's like they try it over there first, like with all the cancer warnings.
Right, they come out with this shit.
They try it over there first. They're the first to put the shit in the school books. And then they spread it to the rest of the country. Because then
Virginia became the second state to adopt that. You know?
Yeah.
And then, wait, hold on. You're talking? Look at how bad California is. California just passed a law that it was okay for a child to prostitute. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, what is this for child prostitution? They just passed that bill, and people are not realizing that this is real. But then let's go back some more. Guess what this is? It's Pizzagate. But then they get in their head that Pizzagate is fake news. How in the heck can Pizzagate be fake news when we just talked about the judge taking the children out there? Well, we know that we have these pedophiles.
Pope Benedict letting that one priest molest 200 deaf children. Oh, yeah, definitely. And here's one. I don't like Ted Cruz either. He's another crooked politician. Just look at him and listen to him talk makes me sick. But I do agree with him on this. He said there's no greater evil than predators. If the law says that any man, if he chooses, can enter a woman's restroom, a little girl's restroom, and stay there, and he cannot be removed because he simply says that that moment he feels like a woman, you're opening the door for predators. I have to agree with Ted Cruz on that, 100%.
Exactly.
You are opening the door.
Because,
and it's already happened. Remember we talked about that little girl, the mother
was using
the bathroom, and the guy, she got out, and the guy was choking her. They were sitting on top of it. Another girl had a guy came into the girl's restroom and put a plastic bag over her head. I mean, this shit is really disturbing. But fucking people support this shit. Oh, well, he should be this way and that way. Fuck it. Fuck a predator's rights. We need to quit talking about rights for child molesters.
Here's the way I think of that. Like, if you want to turn yourself into a girl or whatever, like, that's fine. But the whole bathroom thing, like, I think it's less traumatizing for a transgender to go into the bathroom as the sex that they were born as than it is a little girl seeing a grown man in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to the bathroom. Like, they keep saying that. Like, it's just the bathroom. Like, all right, then just go where you were originally supposed to go. Like, if you have
right,
the courage
if you were brought
to turn
out,
yourself
you, you,
into a woman, you should have the courage to just stay in the guy's bathroom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I just think it's a lot more traumatizing for a kid to see a grown dude dressed like a girl in their bathroom.
And having
like,
to whip
you know
that thing
I mean?
Out.
Like,
you know? That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I think that's a lot more traumatizing than a grown adult that went through a sex change. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like, just pissing in the guy's bathroom. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that shit's just insane. Like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
this
I, just,
is,
I don't
this
get
is
it,
the
man.
Mentality.
Like,
this is the mentality of the world that we live in. We people want is me, and don't know what they sign in to control us. And they put people in position to carry out certain orders. The whole thing goes back to the higher-ups. All these higher-ups, this is what they want. They passing these bills so they can have access to your child without paying consequences. And you know doggone well that if it wasn't like that, you know they would not allow or give these people permission to go into these bathrooms. It's just it's too many of them getting caught, and they just want to make it legal.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all heard the stories of the politicians sliding the $100 bill under the stall to the undercover cop next to him. I forget who it was. It might have been Barney Frank or something, one of those guys. And this is going on. I mean, homosexuality and child molestation is rampant in Washington, D.C., and around the world in places of power.
And Chicago.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And
yeah,
especially
Chicago
another,
just got caught with the judge. So
another
sorry,
judge in
on.
Chicago?
Yes, just got caught, and I think it was hour or somewhere where the judge had said that the police have that you can't charge the police with raping a child because the police is a police and the police can do whatever he wants to do, that it's okay for a police to rape a child. And in Chicago, it's the same thing. These judges are doing the same thing to these children. And you want to know why we have a lot of little children walking around there thinking sex at a very young age?
Yeah, it's
you know,
it's children
rampant.
Are under attack.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
are
they are.
Under attack. And
I mean, and don't forget,
do is...
forget Boys Town. Don't forget Boys Town. You know, and they're saying that Pizzagate isn't real. Pizzagate, that's what Pizzagate was. And the rabbis and all that stuff like that. So these are the people that's trying to make this real because they want permission. Remember when the pedophile wrote to Congress and asked for permission saying that they want the same rights that they gave the gays, you know, where they asked for permission to go on the playground and have sex with the children? Yes.
Listen,
you know, and Congress seems to have given it to them.
I saw, you can't go by every meme you see because you don't know. Remember the news we were talking about, the oral suction ritual with the Orthodox Jews where they suck the blood from the baby penis?
Yeah.
I saw a meme and they had Pope Francis doing it. So apparently it's a ritual in the Catholic Church as well.
Bad.
This is just disgusting. For those of you who don't know, go Google that. It's called oral suction ritual. And, you know, we actually had a rabbi on the show once. We got the fucker to admit that he did it. And what they do is during the circumcision, after they cut the skin, the guy sucks the blood from the baby and spits it in the cup. And the parents stand over to the side and watch with smiles from ear to ear while their baby is screaming and kicking and then being molested. And several of these babies have actually contracted herpes, and a couple of them died. And they're still allowing them to do this. I know we talk about this a lot, but we got to keep exposing this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
they always
right.
Religion is one of the things that's almost exempt from everything. They're exempt from taxes. They can molest whoever the fuck they want, and they always get away with it. How often do you see a priest get arrested? Almost never, right? Or a rabbi? Almost never. In the Orthodox Jewish communities, they let the rabbis do the policing, the family counseling, all that stuff.
That's
they
true.
They don't even get arrested for anything. You know, somebody
100%
just like
correct.
The Amish. If somebody does something in the Amish community, they let the elders of the Amish church deal with them. So why is it? I mean, like, what if we started our own religion? Are we gonna be exempt from paying taxes? Are we gonna, you know, it's just disgusting that these certain institutions, and it's not just religion, Boy Scouts, just about every club that caters to children preys upon children. It's fucked
That's
up.
That's right.
Let's go to a little break. We're gonna play one of these Saigon songs that Brandon sent me. He's got a lot of them. It's pretty much your favorite artist, or at least one of them, I would say, for sure.
Of this era, yeah, he is.
Crazy World. This is Crazy World. I think part one. I think. I hope. I got both of them.
One time I was at my auntie's house spending the night. We playing Super Nintendo. I hear this lady out. I heard you been looking for me, nigga. Then she just boom, 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 boom. She let off about 8 shots. Then I heard the other gun fire off. And we were just still there playing her. Like nothing had happened. And then in Vietnam, some people came back crazy. I'm living Vietnam, so what you think I'm gonna be if I live it and they just went and visited it?
Suckers cannot survive without philosophizing. When somebody dies, you see why I'm not surprised. Had a plot to rise since I looked in the doctor's eyes. Since I started drinking milk that was homogenized. I would thrive with or without a pops to provide. Mom still cries cause she fell for a crocodile. I try to teach her to fight her fear. I try to teach her to wipe her tears. Don't worry, shit gon' be a'ight this year. I'm at the top of my game, just watch for my name. Better off popping my brain than popping my chain. I claim king without dropping the thing. When they ask if I'm the best, I reminisce to the Bing and think.
No chance. I say my first automatic weapon. A Glock 9, 2 clips. I say all kinds of stuff. 44.
Little niggas is homicidal. Couple meals ago, shorty was eating through his umbilical. Now he's really unkillable. Shit is all amazing. The wrong altercation and leave his ass with a long abrasion. I tried to make my life defocal through rhymes. These niggas do vocal booth crimes. I shot niggas multiple times. You sold a few dimes, but when you rapping, you the crack king. I sold it to whites when you thought it was just a black thing. I'm filled with this realness. Rappers happen to lack it. I'm flabbergasted. You got a platinum plaque for that wax shit. All the real gangsters. They on their way to being dead or in jail. They don't make records to
sell. I asked my father, too, what his best memories of my mother are.
Me and I have fun putting our feet in the water together. Meet the sober then. Once you start getting high, the burden is gone. It's gone.
Why are you drinking?
I don't understand why I'm drinking.
Do you think you're going to stop?
Yeah, I'm going to rehab and take care of myself.
What do you drink?
I drink about 2 or 3 pints of wine a day. But it ain't hell, it ain't doing what killing me. People understand it's destroying you.
If it's destroying you, why do you still drink? Do you think you've been a good father?
Yes, I have, to the best capability I could.
I have no fucking question.
Drama's pitiful, little niggas is homicidal. Couple meals ago, shorty was eating through his umbilical. Now he's really unkillable. Shit is all amazing. The wrong altercation and leave his ass with a long abrasion. I tried to make my life defocal through rhymes. These niggas do vocal booth crimes. I shot niggas multiple times. You sold a few dimes, but when you rapping, you the crack king. I sold it to whites when you thought it was just a black thing. I'm filled with this realness. Rappers happen to lack it. I'm flabbergasted. You got a platinum plaque for that wax shit. All the real gangsters, they on their way to being dead or in jail. They don't make records to sell. 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 They don't make records to sell.
What time is it, man? Man, it's only 7 o'clock. Going back to sleep, man.
Yeah, like it was all a dream. It's going back to sleep. But, yeah, that's what it is, man. This is the Church Reality, episode 164. This first one of the year. We're encouraging you to hit us up, prayers@ugsforlife.com. If you got any stories, you know, anything that you feel you want just to be heard, something you want to speak about, whether it's justice, you were done wrong, cops did some evil shit to you, whatever it is, get at us, you know what I'm saying, and we'll let you tell your story right here on the show. Speaking of which, Elaine, did you hear that there's a couple states, I believe they're wanting to defund Planned Parenthood? Or maybe it's the whole country.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the whole country?
What it is, yeah, it's the pro-lifers. You know, this is what we do. This is why we march. This is why I go to D.C., you know,
mm-hmm.
because what Planned Parenthood does is they're saying that, you know, most of their business is, you know, mammograms or, you know, giving people, you know, exams or, you know, whatever it is. But their whole business, is 97% of their business is slaughtering, killing babies.
Mm.
You know, and that's not right. You know, these people have a license to kill. Yeah, and selling body parts. These people, they encourage you to come in there and abort your baby because this is how they make their money. This is how they make their money. Look, why? This is a good topic here. Blacks used to be like maybe 45% of the United States population, but they targeted black people. Margaret Singer said, mow them down like weeds. You know, and I like what the pro-life movement is doing, you know, because then it gives us a chance to build up our army because Planned Parenthood won't be killing 60 million babies. They have killed 60 million babies since 1960, man, and this is what it is. When you allow this to happen, the world is going to always be unrest.
Yes, civil unrest.
And this is what this is what it is. When you allow someone to come in there and legally, and the government is paying them to do their slaughtering, billions of dollars a day. Every 24 hours, they get $1 million. Can you imagine just to go and slaughter a baby because of world overpopulation? So this is a form of depopulation, and it's not right. And then when a woman go in there to abort her baby, she herself might not come out alive. And on top of that, a lot of the babies that they abort, they are born alive. So what these people do is put these babies in a saucer or a little pan and let them linger there until they die. And then they'll take their body parts. And then they'll sell these. They would dismember the baby, and they would sell the body parts. And then when they sell the body parts, you know, we talked about how much body parts go for, and the younger the child, the more money you're going to get. So this is crazy. So this is one of the reasons why Planned Parenthood has to go. Planned Parenthood has to go.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing with Roe v. Wade.
Said, it's a form of eugenics, population manipulation, control,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it. They're playing Dr. Frankenstein, basically, with the Earth's population. Here's another sick headline I just found. It says, dash cam footage shows Chicago police laughing as they pepper spray and beat a female pastor in front of her children. You can't make this shit up. It's happening every fucking day.
Everywhere.
There's actual video
yes.
footage of Chicago cops pepper spraying the woman, then laughing at her. You could see they're female officers. You could see them clearly laughing. It's just disgusting. Disgusting
yeah.
Behavior. And it makes you wonder when they hire these monsters, because that's what they are. What kind of fucking screening process do they have? It's almost like they just put anybody in a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They go out there and police the streets, and they're putting people out there that don't give a shit.
That's right. But you know that.
Yeah.
But you know that you remember we talked about how the KKK has infiltrated the police department, and then when
yeah.
all these killings were going on, and then what happened is people always take up for the wrong guy. I'm not saying that some of these people didn't do something, but when you got a person in a chokehold and you are hurting them, how in the heck did you? I mean, you really don't think that they can be still, now do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
true.
And then but people think that the police have the right to do these things. And this is crazy. This is why we have to, everybody needs to be totally re-educated on this. It's all right for you to kill my child. It's all right for you to for them to kill your child or your neighbor's child or something like that. Because the police can do no wrong. But you have to remember that as long as you have the KKK mixed in with the good police fellas, and the good police fellas are afraid to talk because they too are afraid of getting hurt. You know,
yeah.
but however, it doesn't make it right. If
yeah,
this
yeah,
person, why would you
exactly.
want to kill somebody 16 times? Look at this boy in Chicago. He was running away from the cop, and the cop stood there. The boy, you see, the boy was a ways from the car. Cops sit there and shot him in the back 16 times.
No remorse, no mercy. Yeah, you're right. It's a breeding ground for just evil hate mongers and murderers. That's what they're hiring.
Right.
And a lot of times too, they're hiring a lot of vets. You know what I'm saying? That come home and the kill switch has already been turned on. You know what I'm saying? These guys
like the guy that was killed there.
Compounds in different areas in Iraq and Afghanistan have been in firefights like you and I couldn't even imagine. So they're
right.
coming back here full all that rage and anger and hate, and they're playing like it's still Iraq. I'm not saying all
well,
vets are like that, you know what I'm saying, that the police hire. But a lot of them, man, they got this military mind. If you watch that video, Rob Hustle, we played a song on here called This Is Why, This Is What Happens When You Call the Cops. If you watch that video, it shows how they recruit them in the academy. It's like drill instructors. They make
right.
them violent. They get in their face, and they want them to be, like that. But then they say, well, community policing and things of this nature are going to work in the future. But how the hell can you community police when you're killing people left and right and brutalizing people? The community ain't going to want nothing to fucking do with you.
Right, like the guy that killed the five people the other day in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, he was.
You know,
wasn't he signed up for the FBI?
He was.
Or something?
They had. Well, what happened was, he had went into Iraq, and he came back and told them. I mean, he was there, and I believe he had already been recruited, or while he was over there in Iraq, and he came there and he told the people that ISIS was trying to get to him. He was trying to get away from ISIS, but the police put him in a mental institution for a while. He checked out, and they let him go. But he was asking for help. He had went into Iraq, and what he said, well, they made him look at these videos, you know, and they had, see, what they do is when they send our people over there, they program them.
Yep.
And they didn't deprogram this guy, so now they're talking about deprogramming this guy. Deprogramming?
Well,
I mean, they said that he said that the FBI made him look at all these bad videos, and this man is over there watching these kids get blown up, like the song said earlier. You know, that was a nice song, by the way. You know, so this is what's going on. Brandon,
yeah.
Was that you singing that?
No, he sent it to me.
His album's coming out next month. It's called Little Yachty's Number One Fan. It'll be available everywhere. UGSSelect.com.
Yeah.
No, just joking.
Is what's going on with our guys. And when they come back over here, you know, it's like they're suffering from, what do you call that, when you see everything upside down? Then today, of course, and then we talk about ISIS, or whatever you want to call it. You know, they killed those guys over in Jerusalem today.
Yeah.
I mean, they're killing them from left to right. You know, they ran over the. It was a bus of military men, and the truck. When the men got off the bus, this truck ran over them. You know, backed off and ran back over them and killed, I think it was 4 was killed and about 20 injured today in Jerusalem. So this is what we're dealing with, and it's ISIS, and this is what we're dealing with. This is what we have created.
Yeah,
these people
CIA,
are mad, and then you don't know where they're going to be at next.
Yeah. Our CIA definitely, they like to create these scenarios and these situations. In the 80s, we armed the Afghan rebels when they were fighting Russia. And then that's how you created these different groups. You know what I'm saying? They had the guns from us. You know what I'm saying? Just like, we trained them to fight Russia. You know what I'm saying? So now they're still getting guns from us, like you said.
ISIS has our tanks and our guns and shit. They got them from...
And even how some of our Ford truck, well, how in the hell our Ford, was a Ford truck or a mail truck? How in the heck did our trucks get over there?
Oh, shit, we sent them. We just sent them over there. It's just like I saw a video the other day, a kid in Chicago. It was a boy, kind of looked like a young M.A.'s brother or sister, I don't know. He had a fucking rocket launcher. You can't buy a rocket launcher at any gun store that I know of. You can only get it from the military. Where the hell are they getting rocket launchers from in Chicago? They're getting it from the fucking military. They gotta
be. The military and the police.
Yeah, they gotta be.
I believe that the police is dropping those guns off just like they drop the guns off like they say it. They don't go into these neighborhoods anymore. Their excuse is because I'm afraid that somebody is going to kill me. You should be. You done gave them his damn guns.
Yeah. You remember when we had Dome on the show and he was talking about the deep webs, where it was a different portal in the internet where you could buy anything you want? I bet you that sell stuff in there, they're probably CIA and intelligence operatives. You know what I'm saying? People that work for the government, because they're the ones that get this stuff. You know, you can't just go to the manufacturer and say, can I have one of those bazookas that you guys make for the government? They're not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, they want people to kill themselves on all different levels. And then if that's not bad enough, then they're going to drop chemicals on top of us, whether it be barium or aluminum. All that stuff is making the people dumb and complacent with what's happening to them. Like, they don't even care.
Exactly.
Their mind is so numb to the fact of what's happening to us that they don't even care. Your average, I did a post the other day, and I posted about this Soldier Boy and Chris Brown thing, and it had so much fucking activity people were commenting on it left and right. But then I post this, let's see
here.
I post a person missing in Brooklyn, a little girl, let's say her name, 14-year-old female, approximately 5 feet, 110 pounds, last year, Friday, January 6th, 2016, in Brooklyn, could be in Manhattan. If you've seen her, the police contact 73rd Precinct. doesn't even have her name. But I put something like that up there, I get one like. You know what I mean? People are mind fucked. You know, shout out to the homie Racer X over Super Smash Bros. I put up the Church of Reality. He liked it because most people on my page, if it ain't, you know, drama, if it ain't rap related, or if it ain't just some goofy nonsense, like I could just say some stupid words and people will comment on back and forth, left and right. But if you post some real shit, they don't want nothing to do with it, right?
I get the same thing, man. Like, if I post something that somebody doesn't like, or if I post something about how stupid Soulja Boy is, I'll get 1,000 likes, 1,000 comments. But even if I post a song that has a meaning to it, it's a good, like, positive message song, nobody likes it. Like, it's so crazy. Like, it's just... people live for bad.
Well, the girl
told
me today, right, well, the girl commented on one of my posts, and, well, not really. She had tagged me in a post and told me that this is the type of stuff that I should be posting. How in the fuck you going to tell me, excuse me, how you going to tell me what I should be posting? You know, guy, customer gave a boy a guy $300. And then so I asked, why would I post that? She says, because what you post is negative. It's negative to you, but it's not negative to me. This is why I know what you don't know.
You're educated.
You know, because I'm trying to educate
the story might be negative, but the reason you're posting it is positive.
It's positive.
You know what
I mean?
Like,
you're posting
of course it's
to shed light.
But at least you're opening
eyes. Do y'all know that these scientists have gone to the government and told the government that they want to stop us from breeding? They want permission to stop us from breeding. Then you got another one I posted. Bill Gates done came up with this new birth control that sterilized women. You know? I mean, so what is so negative about that? Because this is where you're at. You're not here. Don't mean I'm a pro-lifer. And we like to hear about what's going on in the world, about especially with women's reproductive system. You know, and
yeah.
If I post something like, well, the two girls and two boys that did this to the guy, you know, everybody gave me thumbs up. But when I posted about the black guy, I said, well, you know, what is the difference when they, you know, when they stuck the hanger up the black guy and, you know, stuff like that. People don't want to hear about what happened to black people. You know, I mean, so what is so negative about my correcting you?
There shouldn't be nothing negative about it. People, you got to remember too, Elaine, this is a very, very sensitive society now. People have safety zones. People have butthurt areas where they go and run and duck for cover. And when they come across someone like yourself who's as real as it gets and posts the truth and tries to educate people, they're scared. They're scared to the point where, oh, I can't handle this. This is too negative.
Well,
no, it's reality. They don't want to come to grips with
reality
of what it is. They don't want to come to grips with reality.
But if you face it now... If you go ahead on and face it, when you have to confront it, you would be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
See? And this is what happened. These people, because they don't deal with these issues when it's given to them, and they run away from these things, when they deal with it, when they are confronted with it, they don't know how to handle it. Like with the bathroom, I told them a long time ago that it was happening. And then when it happened... then they had a whole lot of shit to say. But you didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's how I talk to them. But you didn't do nothing.
Well,
you know?
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I commend you and salute you for that. And for the people that want to act like what we're saying is bullshit, do the research yourself. Get online instead
Prove
of looking up some dumb movie. Look up some of the stuff we're talking about. You know,
and if they did it, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
If they started doing the research back yonder, then we wouldn't be where we are today. Trump would not be president today. But see, here's another issue. With the two presidents, they talked about Obama so bad. You know, they talked about that man, he couldn't even do his, I don't know if you saw my post. You know, you wouldn't even give me a chance. I couldn't even do my job. I was talking about Obama because they didn't give him a chance. Everything the man did, they criticized him. Sure, we know he's shit, but damn, we done got in a worse position. We even got a bigger load of shit now. Now, what are you going to do about it? Now they're too embarrassed to even say anything.
We got a reality TV billionaire puppet president now that's going to take office here in, what, 10 days or some shit like that? And who knows what kind of hell he's going to get us into, what kind of shit he's going to do here, and then what kind of people he's going to piss off that are going to want to come here and do damage. And my thoughts on Obama overall, I think he when he came in, he had a lot of hope. He had a lot of people hoping. I was one of them. And over time, you got to, like Kay Reno said, he's just another carbon copy of Bush.
Right.
It was a continuation.
Right.
And that's what Trump, I think, is going to be even worse probably than both of them put together.
Right.
Well,
China's
I don't know how
already
anybody
had say
likes
to
Bush, but it's looking pretty
China,
bad.
Yeah,
you know.
China is already mad. And what is it, North Korea, that little guy, the little 28-year-old president over there?
Yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah, Tim, whatever his name is. They were already hot words. And he's talking about his missiles now. And then Trump had the nerve to talk about, he and Putin, talking about missiles. Man, that man been building on his missiles for how many years? And he got a missile that would come right over here that would leave, is it North China, Korea, and we're touched down in Washington, D.C., and you got the nerve, the audacity to talk back to that little man? As
he
said,
he has a missile right now that can reach Los Angeles. And his goal
in
is to be able to reach it coast to coast. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to reach coast to coast.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, he's actively trying, and like, man, we just treat everything bullshit, like just like Trump. And like, he's like, wouldn't you like it if we got along with Russia? Like, of course, like everybody, we should get along with everybody. Like that's the, like that's what everybody should want. But like,
but he's only
concerned with Russia. Up with us. Like, what if we are cool with Russia and Russia's like, hey, let's invade this country, Trump? Come on, man. He's gonna do it. Like, you know what I mean?
He's
like,
gonna do it.
Yeah, like if Russia was like, look, we're gonna be a peaceful country and we ain't gonna be in no wars no more, be cool with us, and we said yeah all right, yeah, that's cool. But man, that motherfucker's just like, well, that's why America don't like him, is because he's just as like, we want to show him that we're the crooked one. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of what it is, though. Like, he wants to do the same shit we're doing, and we don't like that, and that's why we don't like.
In World War II, you know, Hitler invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia. After we defeated Hitler, you know, we did in Czechoslovakia, we turned it over to Stalin. Stalin killed more people than Hitler. He killed 15 million people of his own people. You know what I'm saying? So our country is historically known for working hand-in-hand with genocidal maniac dictators. We funded Hitler. You know, Prescott Bush's bank funded him. They found out about it, made him close the bank. A few years later, he was a senator. So, I mean, it don't matter which corrupt nation we get with, it's going to happen. Trump is obviously defending Russia, but I'm not, you know, did they hack the election? It was predetermined. There was no election. It was a farce. It didn't count, just like the election before and just like the election before that. Remember the 2000 election? They projected Gore as the winner on TV everywhere, and all of a sudden, like, oh, wait, we made a mistake. It's like, ah, come on. No, you didn't make a fucking mistake. You know, Bush was supposed to get that. I think Trump was supposed to get this. Now Hillary might run for New York mayor. You know, that'll be something to see. But I'll tell you what, guys, we had some good conversation. Hopefully next week we'll have a guest, maybe some callers to chime in a little bit. Anybody have any ideas, go to UGSForLife.com. Email me, Perez, P-R-E-Z, at UGSForLife.com. We're going to have a busy week. We got 5 shows in a row starting tomorrow, PSK 13, 9 p.m. Central. Make sure to check us out. And then we'll see you guys here next Sunday. Man, thanks for calling, guys. Some real conversation. Start off 2017. Appreciate both of y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
It's a crazy world out there. Kids are getting shot at. People are dying. I'm just trying to make it to the 7th grade. And all these wars going on. What am I supposed to do? In this world, in trouble.
I don't know, man. Crazy, man.
It's a crazy world.
Crazy world out there, man. For real.
It's a crazy world.
Crazy. Red and circuses.
It's a crazy world.
Google it.
This life we live in a crazy world.
So crazy. The things you see, man. You turn on the television. You look outside your window. It's a crazy world out there, man. Look, the other day I seen a girl acting like a boy. Then I seen a little boy acting like a girl. People try to tell me that's just the way of the world.
It's a crazy world.
Make you wanna hurt. Black boy shot cause he was wearing a hood. Nobody riot even though that we know we should. Too afraid of dying cause if we wasn't we would.
It's a crazy world.
Thought that you understood. Alcohol killed more people than all. So called illegal drugs put together for sure. So why is it something you can just go buy at the store?
It's a crazy world.
Something I can't call. They killed Ben Laden and everybody just mad. If he did what's alleged then yeah that maggot is fab. Question I ask you is what happened to his trap?
It's a crazy world.
Wow, we represent war. The first thing you hear is in the Star-Spangled Banner. The verses is clear. The rockets, red glare, bombs burst in the air. Make it harder for peaceful people to persevere. But we was raised here. This is all we know.
It's a crazy world.
You know how it's gonna go.
It's like we live in a crazy world.
Enough to make a nigga go crazy. Go crazy. Make me go crazy. Go crazy. Make you go crazy. Go crazy.
It's a crazy world.
Make a nigga go crazy. Go crazy. Make you go crazy. Go crazy. Make you go crazy.
It's a crazy world.
My man hit his cousin in the head with a curl ball. Just so he could take the shit and put it on world stars. Other motherfucker drank a whole thing of Smirnoff.
It's a crazy world.
Bit his homeboy Earl. White man came and told us a Joseph Coney. First he thought he was real, but now we know he's a phony. Caught him the next week in the park beating his meat.
It's a crazy world.
Just a bunch of baloney. And back to the subject at hand. I'm wondering if this was God's plan or just the law of the land. A lot of niggas in college, even more in the can. Cops got the block hotter than the floor of the sand. Damn, I just had a baby girl.
It's a crazy world.
What's gonna happen to her? Go crazy, make you go crazy. Go crazy, make you go crazy. Make you go crazy, 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 crazy.